This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 would like to congratulate Sonia and the team at Sci-Fi and Scream for reaching 200 shows. Thanks for years of entertainment, and here's to 200 more.
They play the mash.
They play the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it was a graveyard smash.
They play the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
They play the mash.
They play the monster mash.
Why do you do this then?
Honestly, for the sheer love of the art form. Comics is the most powerful storytelling medium in the world, and anyone that tells you otherwise is either ignorant or lying.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9 with The Screamer, and here I am again, a small podcast version of a chat I had with a gentleman who scooped many awards, or took awards, on behalf of many comic artists and creators. The man is none other than Wolfgang Bilsma, and Wolfgang, of course, is one of the people that runs a Gestalt Comics in Australia. Now, Gestalt Comics in Australia did exceptionally well with all the award titles, and this is our little chat with him on Friday the 11th at the State Library of Victoria for The Ledgers 2014. Enjoy.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream at the Ledger Awards, the first for quite a number of years, in fact. And here we are in Melbourne Town at the State Library. How fitting. And we are with Wolfgang Bilsma from, of course, Gestalt Publishing House, based in Western Australia. It's good to see you live, actually, here in Melbourne Town.
Very happy to be here. Good to see you too, Sonia.
No, it's amazing. You have scooped quite a number of awards, not just present, not just for 2014, but also past. How are you feeling?
It's actually really, really great to get acknowledgement of the quality of books that we've published in the years that the Ledger Awards were on hiatus. So the entire time we've been publishing, the awards have not been happening. This is the first time, indeed. So walking away with four gold ledgers, basically acknowledging the fact that we've been publishing some high quality material is very pleasing.
You must be very, very happy with the results, I think, and also after all this time as well. There's that gap. I mean, I've been watching your social media and you'd be kind of anticipating those too. You understand your talent, you understand your stable of artists and creators.
We've been looking forward to the Ledgers for as long as it's been rumoured that they were going to resurface. And that's been the case for about 4 years now. And mostly because we wanted to have the people working with us to get their work acknowledged more than anything. There's not a great deal of commercial success in terms of working comics in Australia. So a lot of the accolades come down to that peer recognition. And I'm just really pleased for everybody that won an award tonight that they've received that, whether they've been one of our books published or not. Simply because it does help to inspire people to create more work in the future.
Do you think, I mean, now with Gestalt where it is at, it is... Would it be called, I mean, could you call it the Image Comics of Australia? How do you feel?
Oh, I don't know if I'd call Gestalt the Image Comics of Australia. I think we have a slightly different business model. But yes, we do follow that creator-owned approach. In that sense, there are potential parallels. We are certainly not in a region to pair ourselves in terms of size and resources. But I do like to think that we inspire a lot of people who may be working in, you know, the comics industry outside of Australia and yet live in Australia to create and tell their own stories. That's what I'd really love to see happen.
With the awards and such, the, you know, favourable types of awards, and The Deep was one of the ones that didn't get mentioned here. Do you think there is some sort of segregation that occurs between, there wasn't a lot of young adult nominations and that type of thing? How do you feel about that?
From my perspective, I think the judges had their own criteria to work with, and I'm not really in a position where I can comment on that. I of course would have liked to see Tom Taylor and The Deep walk away with some kind of acknowledgement or recognition. Yes. The second book in the series received the Aurealis Award for Best Graphic Novel just last weekend. And while whilst I would have loved for that series and that book to receive a Ledger Award, you know, at the same time, I understand that there were a lot of other quality books that were produced in that year. So there's mild disappointment, I have to acknowledge that, mostly on behalf of Tom Taylor, who works in the medium because he loves it so much and I think does a fantastic job. But it's, you know, one of those things that is certainly beyond my control, and I'm, whilst disappointed, I understand and accept it.
Fair enough too. I mean, this is the first in quite a hiatus or a gap. They've called it the gap, and they've acknowledged some artists and comic contributors who are, you know, Australian. Okay, so for Gestalt, what happens next? You're doing all the cons this year?
We're doing all of the Oz Comic Con events this year, and we have Supernova Melbourne, which is happening this weekend. Everything else is a blur. I've had 3 hours sleep. I caught the red eye from Perth overnight. Managed to get about half an hour of sleep on the plane, and then 2 hours here before realizing that our stock hadn't arrived for the convention. Therefore,
it sounds like your TV miniseries, actually. It's like history repeating itself.
It certainly feels that way. It's like nothing ever goes smoothly. Despite our best efforts, despite putting contingencies in place, something always seems to crop up to bite us in the ass.
So why do you do this then?
Honestly, for the sheer love of the art form. Comics is the most powerful storytelling medium in the world, and anyone that tells you otherwise is either ignorant or lying.
And for Australian comics, where's Gestalt going?
Hopefully from strength to strength. We don't exist to create media tie-ins, but currently we have the Deep television series going into production right now.
Wonderful, wonderful news.
From my perspective, it basically means that it can help make us more sustainable as a company, which may mean hopefully reducing in time the work hours, the day job hours that the art director and myself spend, and devoting more time to Gestalt and to encouraging more creative expression for comic creators in Australia. Therein lies the goal. That's what we want to be doing.
Brilliant. Anything else you'd like to add to our podcast?
I think that's about it. You've covered all the bases.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream. This is Sonia with the man, one of the men who have scooped some awards, and it was great seeing you go up there to get those gaps. It was so cool.
I was very pleased to be called up on stage so often.
Nobody put the piped music on and dragged you off, so that's good.
I was expecting that, what is it, the hook around the neck and being dragged off stage left.
So were we. No, we weren't. No, seriously. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Very welcome, Sonia. Thank you.
Hi, this is Gail Simone, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.